Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the best of Outkick, the coverage with Clay Travis on Fox Sports Radio.
I want to give props to the College Football Playoff Selection Committee because they had a really difficult decision to make. Do they put in Alabama, who didn't win their division, who didn't win their conference, who had just lost by 12 to Auburn on the road in the final week of the college football season, or did they put in Ohio State? And I think if you watched last night's Sugar Bowl game between Alabama and Clemson, there is no one on the planet who is being rational who can disagree with the College Football Playoff Committee's decision to put Alabama into that game. Alabama didn't just beat number one Clemson. They physically dismantled them. It's easy to criticize. It's easy to rip the decision-making of others when they don't necessarily subscribe to your opinion. I want to give those 13 people on that committee props for getting it right. And they had to be a little bit nervous watching this game because they knew if Alabama had come out and gotten beat like Clemson, gotten beat like Ohio State did last year by Clemson, everybody would have gone after the committee and said they were worthless and they were full of crap and they had made the wrong decision. And instead, Alabama went out and validated every bit of the decision-making that they made. So the committee gets it right. We've got an all-SEC title game. A lot of hate out there for the SEC. Lots of people out there that feel like the SEC is the evil empire. It gets right underneath your skin that now in 12 years, we're going to have nine SEC champs. That in the past 40 years, for you Big Ten homers out there, it's a stat for you. The past 40 years, the Big Ten has won 2.5 national championships. Michigan won half of a title when they split with Nebraska in 1997. Ohio State has won 2 in the last 40 years. Michigan has won 1/2. In the last 40 years, the Big Ten in football has 2.5 titles. 2 for Ohio State, 1/2 for Michigan. The SEC is going to have 16.5 titles in college football. And if Georgia beats Alabama, then 6 different SEC teams, UT, that's Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, LSU, Auburn, and Alabama will have won national titles in college football since 1998. So in 20 years, nearly half of the SEC will have won national championships. It really does just mean more in the SEC footprint. People care about college football more and that leads to more winning. And deep down, I think that's why people view the SEC as the evil empire, because if you're from Oklahoma, you wish you were in the SEC. You wish that people cared as much about college football in the Big 12 as they do in the SEC. You do. If you are Clemson, you wish you are in the SEC. Clemson people don't want to go play Pittsburgh and Syracuse and Boston College and Wake Forest. They want to play against SEC schools. If you are Ohio State, you wish that everybody in the Big Ten cared about college football like they do in the SEC. And the same thing is true at Penn State. And I think the same thing is true at Michigan. Your big-time college football programs, you wish that the teams in your conference cared as much and it was as much fun to go up against rivals that love the sport as much as you guys do. I think that's where a great deal of the disdain for the SEC comes from. It's jealousy. You wish that people in your conference, if you're at a good college football team, or if you love college football, you look around and say, damn, the SEC really does do it better than everybody else. And it's true. I say the best thing in American sports is SEC football on a Saturday night. If you haven't ever been to a game, put it on your bucket list.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis. Weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Now, I think the biggest criticism, if you want to go after anything in particular in that game, I think it was Lincoln Riley taking the ball out of Baker Mayfield's hands. Oklahoma talked a big game about how unstoppable their offense was and how much swag they had and how confident they were and how they weren't going to play scared. And then what happened? Late in that game, Oklahoma is up 7 points. I believe it was a 3rd and 3. And you've got the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback in your backfield. And what do? You run an option pitch with Baker Mayfield to the running back, and you get stopped. That was a really bad play call, poorly executed. To me, if you've got the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, you drop him back, you let him survey the field, and you trust him to make a play. You get a first down there, Georgia may not even be able to get the football back. If you get another first down after that, you ride off into the sunset, and you're headed to Atlanta. That's point one on my issues with Lincoln Riley. Point two, it's overtime. You've held Georgia to a field goal. You come out on the field, and what do? You run the ball 3 times. The third time, it's 3rd and 2 or 3 or whatever the heck it was, and you don't let Baker Mayfield ever make a play to win you that football game. I thought that was inexcusable. So to me, Lincoln Riley, as good and young and successful as he is, he puckered up. In clutch time situations there, you've got the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback on your side, and you didn't give him an opportunity to win. It's one thing to lose. I think everybody loses, and I feel bad for Oklahoma fans to lose that game. But it's another thing to lose and feel like you didn't go balls to the wall with your best chance to win. And I thought when the crucible moment arrived that Lincoln Riley did not grasp for excellence, I thought he tried to slink his way into the title game. And I thought as a result, Baker Mayfield got you there. You got to trust him to keep taking you other places. And he didn't. And so to me, the biggest takeaway from the Rose Bowl in general was, one, it's the second best college football game I've ever seen. Okay. Best college football game I've ever seen was also in the Rose Bowl. It was USC against Texas. This was the second best game that I have ever seen. Just simply an unbelievably entertaining game. But if I'm an Oklahoma fan, I am sitting back saying, we had Baker Mayfield there late in that game. He had a chance to win the game for us, and we didn't let him do it. Now, I'm sure Lincoln Riley, if he were talking with us, would say, you know what I was afraid of? I was afraid that our offensive line couldn't block Georgia's defensive front, that Baker Mayfield was getting beaten up. I didn't want him to get hit. I didn't want to turn the ball over there. I wanted to make Georgia have to drive the length of the field and beat us. I understand all of those things. I understand his argument that, look, I didn't want to throw an interception. Sometimes Baker is such a gunslinger that I was afraid in that situation he would try to go for the win, and I was trying to protect him and play it safe. You can't play for field goals in overtime in college football. You can't. That's how you lose. And to me, when Oklahoma took the field at a minimum in overtime, having held Georgia to a field goal, you got to go for the win there. And I thought they didn't let Baker Mayfield be Baker Mayfield. And that ultimately would be what bothered me the most if I were an Oklahoma fan. Giving up the 17-point lead, all of those things, with 3 minutes or so left, we've got a 3rd-and-3 and the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback in the backfield. How do we not let him throw it? How do we not let him throw for the first down there, whether he completes it or not? And then later, in the first overtime period, how do you not let Baker Mayfield try to get something done in a way that can win that game for my team? Those would be my biggest takeaways.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Jim Harbaugh is the most overrated coach in the history of college football. Guy just finished off an 8-5 season. He's been there 3 years. He's supposed to be a quarterback guru, and his quarterbacks stink. Now, maybe because he finally got Shea Patterson, they're going to be fine and better if Shea Patterson can come off the injury and play well for him. But that's 3 years. That's all in Jim Harbaugh. Quarterback situation stinks after 3 years. That's all in the head coach. You've had an opportunity to go get a guy who can win at a high level, and you haven't done it. And Michigan went 8-5 this year. They and Missouri were the only teams in the bowl season to have only one win over a team with a winning record. And they're just not very good. And Jim Harbaugh is supposed to be this gift to the college football coaching universe. And really all he's done is provoke lame feuds, argue in favor of satellite camps, and take his team to go practice in Rome, in Italy. What has he actually done on the field? He's 1-5 against Ohio State and Michigan State combined. This guy is the most overrated coach in the history of college football. And we saw it when his team choked again against Will Muschamp in year two at South Carolina. Props to South Carolina and Will Muschamp getting to 9 wins. But that was about Michigan stinking more than it was about what South Carolina did. Michigan's just not very good in year three under Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh is the 4th best coach in his own division. You got people out there in the media and people out there who are fans like, Jim Harbaugh is a genius. He's a coaching savant. He's not as good as Urban Meyer. He's not as good as James Franklin. He's not as good as Mark D'Antonio. And you know what? I don't think he's as good as Scott Frost. I think he's the 5th best coach in the Big Ten.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
If Georgia beats Alabama, and guys, I think Georgia is going to beat Alabama. We have a lot of time to talk about that. But I'm not going to be one of those hosts who sits around and says, I'm not sure what's going to happen. You'll have to wait for 6 days to get my pick. No, I think Georgia, opening as a 4.5-point underdog, according to our friends at Oddshark, is going to beat Alabama. I have lots of reasons to unpack why. But if I am correct and that happens, then 6 different SEC teams, UT, that's Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, LSU, Auburn, and Alabama will have won national titles in college football since 1998. So in 20 years, nearly half of the SEC will have won national championships. And I believe that we're going to see an ugly, physical, mirror image game. It's basically two sides of the same coin fighting with each other. I think Georgia's going to win the national title. I think Georgia and Kirby Smart with Jake Fromm, who is better, I believe, than Jalen Hurts. And we can get into this a lot this week. I think Alabama's not a perfect team. Like, their offense is not very good, and I think that's because Jalen Hurts is just okay. He's a athlete playing quarterback still in his 2nd year, not a quarterback. He can run and make plays for you, but he can't convert on 3rd and 8 consistently, which is what quarterbacks have to do to be great. It's all well and good if you make plays on 1st and 2nd down, or if you can occasionally scramble for a 1st down. Quarterbacks in the NFL and in college football, and frankly in high school as well, make their bones, if they are any good, on converting with passes on 3rd and 8 when everybody knows they're going to throw. If you can't do that, you're not a great quarterback. Jalen Hurts is just an okay quarterback. I think Jake Fromm, actually pretty good. True freshman quarterback to do what he did on the road against a great Oklahoma team in the Rose Bowl. I think if anything, he is being undersold for as a true freshman. Last year, this dude was playing in high school. He brought his team back from 17 down in the Rose Bowl against the Heisman Trophy winner. I know he's got great running backs in Nick Chubb and Sony Michel. I think what he accomplished, totally undersold.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis. Weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This was maybe the best expense that I've ever had. So if you were out and about on New Year's Eve, you may or may not have seen this. But Brooke Baldwin, the woman who banned me for saying that I loved the First Amendment and boobs on her radio show back in September, was out in New Orleans with Don Lemon from CNN, and they were talking about how her balls were bigger than his. And I don't know if you watch CNN New Year's Eve, but they had like a pot party. They had all these people that were smoking from bongs, gas masks, and they weren't even like Laramie Tunsil from Ole Miss. It was a total messy situation. And I don't know what just happened there, but it sounds, oh, that was the bong. that was scary. That was the gas bong. Clay. Yeah, sorry. I mean, I wasn't anticipating that we were suddenly going to have a gas bong sound in the background there. I thought that I was being attacked from a helicopter. And so it was really kind of strange television. And by the way, I didn't go out New Year's Eve because we had the radio show to do at 6 a.m. on yesterday morning. So I'm just sitting around and my phone blows up because people are like, oh, this is so hypocritical. This is such a double standard. And then light bulb goes off in my head and I say, wait a minute. Those guys are out in New Orleans right now, Don Lemon and Brooke Baldwin, and there are tons of Outkick people out in New Orleans right now who are down there for the Clemson-Alabama game. I go on Twitter, and I say, I will give somebody 10 grand. 10 grand if you can get on live on CNN and say to Brooke Baldwin's face that you love boobs. And then I went a step further and said, I will give you 20 grand if you can get on CNN and you are a girl and you are able to say to Brooke Baldwin's face, I love boobs, and it goes out everywhere, okay? That's the prelude to this. So CNN, live during their New Year's Eve celebration, Brooke Baldwin, Don Lemon are out. Here is what ended up happening live on television. Don't F with Outkick because ultimately we win. Props here. Listen.
Dustin, we understand you have something special.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, come on. Hey, come here.
And your girlfriend in the red. Beautiful.
Hi.
Where are you from?
Atlanta.
Yeah, Let's I'm an Atlanta
it.
Girl.
Let's do it.
Marissa, I love you. Will you marry me?
She said yes! She said yes!
I love boobs! Be the champion!
That is Outkick dunking on CNN live New Year's coverage. The couple that pulled that off is already married, proving that CNN is totally out to lunch. They then tried to treat this as a legitimate marriage proposal. All it was Outkick getting its revenge on CNN for banning me for having the gall to say that I loved the First Amendment and boobs. That is such an incredible pull-off situation there because I, again, tossed it out on Twitter for somebody to be able to do it, and that couple came up with the idea of faking a marriage proposal, even though they're already married, so that the girl there, and we're going to try to talk to this couple to figure out how they pulled off the trolling, epic trolling of CNN there live on the air, and CNN still treating it as a legitimate marriage proposal. Jason Martin, where does that rank on all-time Outkick pranks?
It's pretty high.
I mean, that's pretty amazing that we just hijacked CNN's New Year's Eve celebration and just dunked all over them.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.